We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching from Metro Church. We hope this inspiring message will empower and enrich your life.
Just a few more thoughts to provoke thanksgiving. And so, why don't we read Psalm 36 together? I love this psalm. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, and your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delight. And for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see lights. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in hearts. I underlined all these words as I was reading it because if you jot this down and you're struggling to figure out what to be thankful for, there's a whole bunch of things that jump right off the page for me. His love, his faithfulness, his justice, the fact that he preserves us, that he has unfailing love towards us, the fact that he is our refuge, that we can come under the shadow of his wings, the fact that it's his abundance that we get to live off of, the fact that he is the light, and because he's the light, we see light. And so as we finish this Counting Your Blessings series, I've always intended to just make it content rich so that you would always have a reason in any dark season to still give thanks. And so I just want to throw out a few thought-provoking things to help you as you consider this week what really matters. Ready for number one? What if you woke up tomorrow with only what you thanked God for today? Oftentimes, we find ourselves just so used to our blessings. We forget the very thing that we've been praying for. And it really puts into perspective the things we take for granted when we ask this question. Well, you know, what answer to prayer are we living in right now that we already take for granted? You were praying for that car. You were praying for that mode of transportation. You have that thing, and now you complain about how it's not good enough. You complain about having to put brake pads on the thing that you didn't once have and you were praying for. You were praying for a roof over your head, and you have this place to live in, and now it's just not good enough. We have this not good enough mentality that runs in our American culture, right? Everything's a ladder. You get here and you enjoy it for a little while, and then the thing that was the very thing you were praying for, now it's just not good enough. What if tomorrow you woke up and you only had what you would actually thank God for? These are things we should really consider. So all of the blessings that we made the habit of taking for granted just be gone tomorrow. That's something that I always think about. You know, I pray, but I'm not the best prayer. I wouldn't call myself a prayer warrior by any means. But I pray, and I pray really good when I get mad and all the rest, you know? But the reality is, I need to continue, as you need to, we need to continue to make it a habit of counting our blessings and thanking God for the very things that are answers to our prayers. 5 years ago, we were praying for this thing, and now, here we are taking it for granted. We've got to be thankful for these things. You know, the people, the opportunities, the moments, the things we needed, right? And so Psalms 100, 4 and 5, I love this. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. God, I thank you for the health I do have. Hello, I thank you for the mental wellness. I thank you for the job and my financial wellness. I thank you for transportation to my job or that I can work from home, right? I thank you for a home, a roof over my head, food on my table. I thank you for friends and family. You can go down the list, but we better count our blessings. And even more, don't just thank God for your friends. Thank your friends for being your friends. Why don't you just, you know, I would give somebody a challenge this week. starting today, when you leave today, why don't you choose to text or message somebody each day, just somebody each day, and thank them for being a part of your life and see how that changes your week. Just having an attitude of gratitude, it changes things. I want a heart full of thankfulness to silence a mouth full of complaining. I'm telling you, if we would just fill our mouth with thankfulness, we wouldn't complain as much. Maybe we'd have more friends because they don't like hearing you complaining too. So listen, there will always be more than enough problems to complain about if that is all you focus on, if that is all I focus on, right? But we need to stop counting our barriers, burdens, and bruises and choose to count your blessings. Be thankful for what is going right in your life. Be grateful for what has worked for you, not what is working against you. It's all about perspective. We talked about that last week. I like this quote. It says, "The heart that gives thanks is a happy one, for we cannot feel thankful and unhappy at the same time." If I'm feeling unhappy, let me become thankful, because I can't be both at the same time. Let me shift my perspective and my thought. You ready for the next thought to provoke thanksgiving? Gratefulness comes when I realize I have much more than I deserve. Much more than I deserve, not when I have everything I want. What you already have right now is more than you deserve. It's more than I deserve. I've got this little sign in my kitchen that says, "God, thank you for blessing me more than I deserve." Every time I walk into my kitchen and go to make my coffee, I just think, man, I'm so blessed. And when you put your perspective on the fact that we're all sinners, we all deserve hell. That's what the Bible says. That's not very fun. We don't deserve the grace that we have. We don't deserve the forgiveness that we get. Man, I'm so blessed, and I have much more than I ever deserved. If you have that thought in mind as you carry on your day, you won't be so focused on what you don't have. You'll be thankful for what you do have. So the secret to life is learning to be content with what you have, right? This is another great quote. Thankfulness is the quickest path to joy. If you're seeking for joy, start to thank somebody. Start to thank God. Start to be thankful, because it's the quickest path to joy. Look, we're talking about being content, right? Because I already have more than I ever deserve. Look what it says in Philippians. The Apostle Paul says this: "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Look it, because I'm not alone in this life, I can trust it will work out for me. I can trust I will be okay, because God will be my strength, and he will make, when I think about God's provision in our life, we have to remember that God has unlimited resources, and I have a direct line with God. So whether I have a lot or whether I have little, as long as I have Christ, I have more than I'll ever need, because he's going to bring me what I need. Whether it's going to be through a good Samaritan or whether it's going to be through an opportunity, I know that God, he's for me and not against me. These are declarations we've got to declare over our life, right? And so it's just this concept of I don't deserve it. I've got to be thankful for what I do have. Be grateful for your relationship with God and the beautiful people you have in your life. No one ever laid on their deathbed being so grateful for a garage full of cars. They never laid on their deathbed saying, "Thank you, God, for the waterfront property I got to enjoy my whole life." They never laid on the deathbed saying, "God, if I could have only made one more big money deal. God, if I could have just made one more huge deal just to fill the account." They never said any of that. They laid on their deathbed wishing they had made one more phone call, wishing they had more time with their siblings or their parents. It's all about relationship, and those are the things we can be thankful for regardless of our financial situation, regardless of what we do have or don't have. We need to focus on what we can be thankful for. Hello? Here's another good quote I'm throwing in there for you. It's a funny thing about life. Once you begin to take note of the things you are grateful for, you begin to lose sight of the things that you lack. And my last point, number three, counting your blessings should translate to honoring the blesser. We can be thankful for what we have, but if all we're ever doing is focusing on what we have, we idolize what we have. We can't love and appreciate and worship what the giver gave us. The gift should never become the blessing that we focus on completely. It should always translate to thanking the blesser, right? Are you following what I'm saying here? Some people, they pray. They pray for a child and they finally get the child, and then all they do is they dote on the child so much and they put the child in soccer. They start to do all these other things with the child. Not, I don't like soccer, but you can do whatever you want. But before you know it, the gift that they had prayed for from God has now got them out of the house of God, because now they're running around chasing all of their kids' activities rather than thanking the giver who gave them the gifts. My counting my blessing should always translate into thanking the God that gave it to me. So Christmas morning, a birthday, a special occasion, if you receive something amazing, what is the first thing or the next thing that should precede? A thank you, right? It translates to thanking the giver. A hug maybe, if appropriate. Potentially a thank you card to follow. A picture later of you using the gift that you send to the giver to say, look, this is awesome. Thank you for this. It always should translate into thanking the blesser, right? A heart of thanksgiving should always translate into appreciating and honoring the gift giver. And of course, we know James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We know where the blesser is. And when we receive a blessing, we better thank the Father who gave it to us. Do you know there's only one thing that separates a spoiled child from a blessed child? It's appreciation. When they don't appreciate what they have, they become unbearable. I don't want to be an unbearable child of God, spoiled and unappreciative. Yes, I'm a child of God, but it doesn't mean just because I'm a child of God, I immediately have the right temperament. It doesn't mean I have the right attitude. And I don't want to become a spoiled child of God. We're called to be salt of the earth. I don't want to become a Veruca salt on this earth. Anybody know some Willy Wonka? Can you pause for a minute? I want the world. I want the whole world. Come on. You know what I'm talking about? I want to lock it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now. Carry on. I don't want to become a Veruca salt. Veruca dishonored her father and was not thankful for all he had already done for her. She became addicted to the next thing. People, they think they don't deal with addictions like we heard the story up here, but they just deal with a different addiction. They deal with one that can be justified because you walk through a mall to get it, not down an alley. Addiction is addiction. And I don't want to be that unbearable child. We were called to be salt of the earth, not Veruca salt on the earth. Let's choose to appreciate our blessings and honor our Father, the giver, in every way possible. You don't need to be rich to be thankful. It's a matter of perspective. And in closing, I heard a story last week from a new friend at a local coffee shop. Yes, they still are open. You can still go support your local shops. His name's Rob. He was a chief in the Navy. I appreciated his service. And we talk a little here and there as we always pass each other. And I was telling him about what I was preaching on this week. He's very interested. And he said, oh, it's all a matter of perspective. And I said, exactly. And then he told me something I want to share with you. He said, it's like a man with no shoes always feels upset when he walks down the street among those who have them. That feeling quickly disappears when he walks by a man sitting at the corner without legs. And I thought, how profound is that? It's all about where we put our focus. If we're focused on what we don't have, we'll never be happy. If we're focused on what we do have and the fact that we don't even deserve all that we have, we will find a way of being amazingly content in this life. You have the ability to be thankful in every circumstance, just as the Apostle Paul said. It's all about perspective. So just change your perspective and you will be overwhelmed by all the blessings you can count. Did you receive the message today?
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching from Metro Church.